Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.church. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast. Well, good morning, First Baptist Church. We are so glad to be with you this morning. Why don't we stand as we start out the service singing a great Christmas hymn, "Oh Come All Ye Faithful." Let's stand and sing this together. Let's sing this together. Oh come.
Oh come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of ages. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him in Christ the Lord.
Sing choirs
and sing choirs of angels. Sing in exaltation. Oh sing all ye citizens of
our 10:30 service here at First Baptist Church. If you are participating online, we're thankful that you are there worshiping with us. Our worship ministry is presenting a special presentation this morning, some beautiful music and scripture. We know you'll be encouraged at home and those who participate on the radio as well. And if you are in the room, let me say to you that when I look at our worship choir, don't they look great, first of all? They look great. I got to be honest, that was a little weak clap for looking great, but I think you look great. But the truth is, believe it or not, even though it's a full group up here, we're missing exactly, as of this morning, 15 choir members who were out with the five gifts of Christmas. I think that's the cold, stomach bug, the flu. You know the five, okay? So what they are. So if you're here today and you're not sick, look at the person next to you and say, congratulations. Come on, you made it. We're glad you're here. Our goal is to get you to the end of the hour well as well. So we're thankful that you're here. So we are, in all honesty, missing a lot of people, but you're going to be blessed by what they're sharing today. They have worked hard. It's going to be a great time of worship together, and we're thankful that you're here to participate as well. Let's pray together. Father God, it is an honor to come and worship. Lord, I thank you for the vast number of people, from vocalists to woodwind to brass to the rhythm section to our tech team, the different people that have prepared and practiced and made themselves ready to be able to lead us today to a beautiful picture of the manger throne all the way 2, we see the glorious throne in heaven. So, Father, we come to celebrate, to sing together, to enjoy. Father, my prayer is that every song that's shared today would encourage people that are here in our faith family and participating online. That every scripture that's read, every word that's shared would empower us to know what it means to live with hope in our lives and with joy. And we celebrate that together in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's what we'll ask of you. Our children's choir, our Wednesday night children's choir, is helping us with a few songs as well. And so let's make them welcome real quick, the children's choir. Don't they look great? So participate. When you know a song, sing it. At the end of the songs, let's praise the Lord together. Let's lift up who He is. And we're thankful that you're here. Joy to the world as we begin.
Rocks! have imagined this. Infant and the infinite, Son of God, so wonderful, heaven's perfect miracle. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest. Prince of peace, King of kings, Jesus, Lord of everything. Glory in the highest.
Born to die and born to save.
To them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
Silent night.
not like any other. When heaven sent the one that we would call our Savior, and redemption begins in a stable in Bethlehem.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Thank you. Folks, we're going to sing some Christmas songs. You can remain seated as we sing. sing these Christmas songs together. If you know some of these, sing them out nice and strong this morning.
Philippians 2, 5 through 15. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
He who was before there was light walked across the pages of time. He made every living thing. Behold him. He who heard humanity's cry left his throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us. Behold him.
Jesus, Son of God, Messiah.
backing that little chorus choir, a cappella, Jesus, Son of God. Back that up, if you will, a couple of slides, please, back there. Don, would you lead us in that little chorus together? Let's just lift it together.
Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold him. Jesus, Alpha and Omega, our God, the risen Savior. Oh, be still and behold him.
Would you just stand to your feet and close your eyes, and maybe even if you are willing, lift your hand. Choir, sing that one more time. You sing it with us. Let's just behold the King. Sing it again.
Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold him. Jesus, Alpha and Omega, our God, the risen Savior. Oh, be still and behold him.
In the quietness of this moment, as we stand with our eyes closed and our hearts pointed upward, take just a moment to behold him. Behold Jesus, who created the universe. He's always been, he always will be. Behold Jesus, who humbly came in a manger to show that there was room for you and me and everyone, all of the good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the nice, the unfriendly. He came for all of us. The Jesus who went to the cross, as we've sung about, as we've talked about this morning, he went to the cross for you and for me. Don't get caught up in the misty-eyed little goosebumps I get as we sing Christmas carols and we think about the baby Jesus. Take a moment and focus on Jesus on the cross, the agony, the pain for you, for me, for our sin, for what you did last week, for what you thought yesterday, for that outburst of anger a month ago, for that way you failed him or someone else in the past. It seems hopeless, doesn't it, apart from Jesus on the cross. And so Jesus on the cross, just with your eyes closed, picture him there for you and for me. And he breathes his last. And it seems hopeless. But 3 days later, 3 days later, our Savior came back to life. He brought with him the keys for death and hell. He brought with him the way that you could be made new. You think you might be the one exception to his grace, but he died for you that day. If you had been the only one, he died because of his character, his glory, and his love, and he died for you. And so Jesus came and brought new life to us. And then we think about how he lived and taught and then ascended into heaven. And here we are with our eyes closed, standing in this room. And we are thousands of miles away from Bethlehem, where he was born. We are thousands of miles away from Jerusalem, where he was crucified. We are thousands of miles away from that mountain where he ascended into heaven. But friends, I can assure you that he is at work and there is hope right here in Albertville today.
Amen.
And so here we are. And we live as children of the King, our God, the Savior, the Messiah. And here we are. We live as people with hope. But if you're in the room today, as we stand together in silence, if you're in the room today and you've never given your life to him, there is hope available today. It is not yours simply because you're here. You must receive it. He died for you, but you must receive it. Would you take just a moment right now and say, Jesus, save me. I need you. In your own heart, in your own mind, ask him for salvation. He will not say, let me watch you live for a while. Because you'd be hopeless if that were the case, and so would I. What he will say is, I paid the price already. You are mine. Together, we enter into the presence of heaven for eternity. Would you give your life to him now? For those of us that do know him, just we behold him in this quiet moment. Would you stop and realize that he's coming again? The book of Revelation reminds us that we have a soon returning king. We've talked about the fact that he's a conquering king, that he is on the throne. There, the manger throne was to show it's for all people, and he's brought grace, as the scripture in Hebrews talks about the throne of grace that we approach because he brought new life to all people. And then in Revelation, it reminds us, and then in Matthew, of the judgment of Jesus to come upon the world. But we're reminded in Revelation that he is a conquering king, he's a returning king, and he is an inclusive king. He brings back with him his children that know him and love him. And so someday we can walk whole and new. We are already made new in his image, but we will walk whole and new in perfection someday. Let's take just a moment in the quiet to celebrate that as we stand in awe of him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, come behold him. Just marvel at the Savior for a moment. With your eyes closed, let's sing it one more time, Don. Let's just lift it together.
Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold.
We behold our Savior Jesus. Thank you for the words of these songs that have brought us to the picture of who he is and what he's done for us. And God, I pray now in the next few moments in our final song that we can be reminded that hope has come, that you have brought new life, and it should change the way we live. It should change the way we serve. It should change the way we show love. It should change the way we walk in victory, in the way that we can walk in humble assurance that the King has conquered and the King makes a way. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated, friends, if you will. We're going to sing one last song together. And this song tells the story, really, of what happened when Simeon came and brought them and saw Jesus for the first time. Jesus has been born. And then the Holy Spirit speaks to an older man, Simeon, to go to the temple and wait because the Messiah was going to come. And he is told by the Holy Spirit, you will not taste death until you see the Messiah. And listen to what he says really quickly. Listen to these words. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and then the parents brought in the child Jesus. So a very young child brought to the temple to be consecrated, to do for him according to the custom of the law. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, this is what Simeon says when he sees the Messiah. The Holy Spirit prompts him to go. The Holy Spirit shows him this is the Messiah. And so he takes Jesus in his arms and listen to his words. He says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. In other words, Simeon saying, I can die today. I have beheld the Savior. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Simeon was the first to proclaim in front of many other Jews that Jesus had come to bring life for all people. He came for the Jews. He was the King of the Jews, but he came to be a light for all the Gentiles. That's you and me and everybody else on planet Earth today. And so almost 8 billion people on this planet, he came that we might have life. And if you're here and you've never given your life to him, friend, I want you to know there's hope available today. If you didn't pray that earlier, in just a moment, you can pray it again. I'll meet you after the service and we can talk about that. We had one man in the service this morning. He came to me afterwards and he said, God's been really doing a work in my life the past couple of months. And it's been obvious to me to watch him and the Holy Spirit work in him in a pretty transformative way. And he said to me, and in the middle of this, as we were singing here at the end, it was just the Lord reminded me, this is the day I'm really giving my life to him, the day of salvation. He gave his life to the Lord this morning. Walked with tears in his eyes, he's sharing that Jesus has made him new. Friends, I want you to know, you don't have to be in a church service to give your life to Jesus. You can be anywhere. But this is as good a place as you're ever going to get. So right now, if you've never given your life to him, just say, Jesus, come. Save me. I want to follow you. And because he brought new life for us, he brought hope. And it's not just hope there, it's hope here. It's hope in you. It's hope everywhere you go. Listen to the little chorus of this song we're about to sing. It says, Jesus, the wait is done. Our King has come to us. We can now give our praise to him. The promised one has come. Friends, hope of Jesus is here. Listen to this last song and celebrate that with us.
Your salvation laid before me, which you prepared for all to see, your light, your glory here to set us free, just like you promised. The hope. Jesus.
We're so glad that you have come to be a part of today's special worship celebration. We're thankful for the kids, for our Wednesday night kids who have participated with us. We're thankful. Yes, we'll clap for them. Thank you. We're thankful to our worship team for their willingness to come and to lead us, to prepare, and for the orchestra, for the woodwinds, the brass, the rhythm, our tech guys. Let's let them all know we appreciate what they've shared with us today. So thank you so much.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291. Or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.